Ciao. طب اشرح لي صدري يسد أمي واحلل عقدة من لساني قولي. اللهم اعلم يا علمت لما ينفعنا زلنا ما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and respected parents, peace be upon So this is maybe a presentation for the parents who, and that really is for everyone, but specifically for the parents who are interested in the ICBU More Foundation program, which inshallah we're going to be opening up in July. So I want to make that clear that inshallah there will be a lot of benefit for us and for everyone inshallah. But just precisely for those that want to know how the program will run and all the little details as well as much as I can. And I would like that inshallah, if you have any questions, we will have a number given at the end so you can text us for questions inshallah. Please hold your questions to the end. You can also raise your hands at the end as well to ask questions. So today is your session to get answers. I want to make that clear. So please inshallah, without hesitation, whatever you want to ask, please ask inshallah. Okay. I want to first and foremost thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the grace of this opportunity. I want to mention inshallah that alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala blessed us to having children. It's a good ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many couples that try their best to have children, they cannot have children. It's a choice from Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, as a gift to whoever he wants. A male, he sometimes gives a female, right? Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives them pairs. Sometimes he makes a woman barren, she's not able to have children. The blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. It's because of a child that subhanAllah someone becomes a father. And because of a child, someone becomes a mother. These titles are only given because of the fact that we have children, subhanAllah. Keeping that in mind, they are a great bounty from Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made children such that it's incumbent on them to listen to their parents. So it's an obligation to listen to their parents. They have parents have a great right on us. You know, when we get old, what we have to do to take care of our parents. When they get old, we have to take care of our parents, right? It's never a case where any Muslim parents should ever be left alone. Right? There's unfortunately this weird bid'ah of having retirement homes. That's never found in Islamic. Where should the parents live if they become old? So then with the children, right? That's the understanding that we've been growing up with, alhamdulillah. But again, children, parents have a great right on the children. At the same time, parents have a great responsibility for the children. Parents have a great responsibility for the children. They have to make sure they raise them according to Islam. They're a gift from Allah Ta'ala, we raise them deen. So it's as if Allah Ta'ala gave us something from him, and we have to return it to him with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's the main goal that I want everyone to understand, is that as parents, Allah Ta'ala has given us the children as an amana, as a responsibility, as a trust. Allah said, I gave you these kids, make sure they come back to me as Muslims. And so this is the big worry and concern that we have with raising our children in this country, is that the more we try our best to raise them according to Islamic ethics, the more we try our best to raise our kids according to Islamic akhlaq and adab, the more difficulties that we find, the challenges that we find. And so it's very difficult because why? Because we send our kids off every single day for maybe 7 to 8 hours into an area where he's surrounded by non-Muslims, to speak about non-Muslim things, to speak about parties and prom and boyfriends and girlfriends. And, you know, one time it was just we had to worry about having a boyfriend. Now you have to worry about your son having a girlfriend. Now they have to worry about your son having a boyfriend too, or the other thing, right? And then different questions about gender that come up nowadays, unfortunately. So many things a parent has to worry about. You know, you're really sending your kid with a lot of risk, right? I can imagine that when you send your kid off on the bus, you're probably making lots of dua, ya Allah, please take your kid and return him back as a Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ told us that a time will come where a person yusbihul rajul musliman wa yumsi kafira. The Prophet said that a mad person will remain, he will wake up in the morning as a Muslim, and in the evening he will become a kafir, a disbeliever. And I feel like this was a reminder about what happens in schools, where the other people, Allah protect us. So having said that, one of the most important things that we need to do, inshallah, is find an area where we can send our kids, that way the deen is preserved, inshallah. Not only that, but they need to learn what it means to be a Muslim, raised in a Muslim environment, and that means to do the memorization of the Quran. Hifz of the Quran was something which is fundamental for every child in the Ummah at a certain time. Nowadays, because of the fact that we're so away from Islamic ideas and understandings, very few people memorize Quran comparatively. I'm saying comparatively. You know, in the area of Libya, for example, Libya is known as the land of a million hafiz. I remember meeting one hafiz from Libya. He was reading in Warsh, in one masjid. He told me, alhamdulillah, Libya is the area of a million hafiz. MashaAllah, in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, we have, you know, tens and thousands, or hundreds of thousands, mashallah. So many people memorize, right? And we just want to make that same environment here as well, inshallah. That's our goal, right? Now, to advance the tawfiq, this is the main goal for Noor Foundation. My thing that I want to mention to every parent here is that we're working for the same goal. We are working for the same goal. My goal is that I want to raise this child to be 100% proper Muslim, inshallah. And your goal is the same, inshallah, hopefully. Right? That's the main thing that I'm here for. And I want parents to know that we have to work towards this goal. Everything else, mashallah, to me is really secondary as long as the child becomes a good Muslim. And along with that, alhamdulillah, his academics will be there. Alhamdulillah, he'll be a very upright citizen, inshallah. Don't deny. Allah Ta'ala, when you take deen, Allah Ta'ala will take care of your deen. You must have this yaqeen, inshallah. When we take care of our deen, Allah will take care of our deen. You have to grant this understanding. So Noor Foundation is made with that vision, that we as parents are going to work with the administrators and the teachers, and we're going to make sure that our children are raised upon Islam. There are three things that you need to make sure any child finishes their hijz or the alim course. You need the parents' cooperation, you need the administration's cooperation, and you need the child's cooperation. If you have these three things, meaning the institution, the parents, and the child, if all three things are there, the child will be raised properly, inshallah. You don't have to worry about anything. So mashallah, if I can convince all the parents here, that's number one. Myself, I already told you my commitment. The third thing is just making sure your child really wants to do it, right? And making him love the Quran, right? That's the big goal of the madrasa. Is that when the children come into the madrasa, we want to leave with the muhabbat of the Quran, the love of the Quran, inshallah. So having said that, these are the things that we want to keep in mind while we're discussing what we're going to discuss today. So today, inshallah, we'll discuss about the basic structure. I'll give you an idea about the madrasa calendar, the homeschooling, which is a big question that many parents had, the fee structure as well, the madrasa rules, and finally about how to apply to the madrasa, inshallah. Okay? We should finish with the roughly about 35 to 40 minutes or so, and the rest of the time for questions, inshallah, or the questions you might have. Okay, the basic details is that from Monday through Saturday, so we're going to have it from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Mondays to Fridays. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. from Mondays to Fridays, and 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Saturdays. The reason why I have to do a little bit more for Saturday is because two things. Number one is that Zohar is on 1:30 over here, so we always want the kids to leave by praying the Salah. The second thing is that on Jumu'ah day, we actually lose 30 minutes. So we have to make that up on the additional day on Saturday. So the mothers are traditionally, again, 6 days a week. So this will also be a 6 days a week program as well. Okay? This will include, inshallah, from this time, it'll be 3.5 hours hijj daily, 1 hour for Islamic studies. And then so this is the general schedule for the madrasa that every child will be enrolled in. But there are certain children that would like to do homeschooling as well within the madrasa. So the online homeschooling. And so we have from 1:20 to 4:30 p.m. homeschooling support. We call the homeschooling support to help again. And I want to make this clear, the responsibility of homeschooling is on the parents. Okay, this is the main responsibility for the parents. We will help assist in any way that we can, any way we can support you. And if you want to keep your child there for us to supervise, all these things, we can help out, inshallah. We can help to have a teacher, someone to help instruct just in case lessons don't make sense for them. But again, the main responsibility is for the parent to make sure that the schooling is going well. Okay. Having said that, it's not like going to leave them out to dry. It's like, you know, oh my God, they're not learning anything. You'll see, inshallah, when we get there. Okay. Okay. Okay, so the basic schedule is, so we see here Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. is a whole block of hits. So a child, inshallah, will talk about what they're going to do within the hits block. They'll be basically taking care of three things. Their new sabak, the new memorization, their previous sabaks, the previous memorization from a couple of days ago, and I'll explain that, inshallah, when we get there. And then the third thing, which is amukta, which is the earlier memorization that a child has done. So maybe earlier juz that he's memorized is going to review in this time as well. Okay, from that time, then 11:30 to 12 p.m. we'll have a break. Within the break time, inshallah, if he has food from home, they can warm it up, inshallah, and he can eat as well. And then we'll give him some time if they want to go and play, and then we'll bring him back promptly, inshallah, within to the madrasa. From 12 to 1, we have Islamic studies. So Islamic studies will be going from Monday through Thursday again at a proper block. And Friday, we have to end a little earlier because of Jumu'ah, so it's going to end at 12:30 p.m. And on Saturday, it's going to go to 1:30 p.m. Okay. So Islamic studies, we're going to be teaching the book called Safar Academy. Safar Academy is another syllabus designed in the UK. It's a bit more intensive than Nasiha, which we're using for our Maktab. And so inshallah, because we want to get our children to learn a bit more while they're at the madrasah, to really come out with that Islamic vision that you're thinking that this is what a madrasah student should look like. So we have a different book for that madrasah, for that syllabus as well. Okay. That's for the boys. Okay. For the girls, the hip schedule is there as well. From 9 a.m. to 11:30, their Islamic study is going to be earlier, and 12:30 is when they're going to receive their break. The reason is because we want to separate the boys and girls. So the boys will have their break first, and the girls will have their break second. Okay, and then the same thing, they'll have their lunch break, and they go outside and play, or whatever they need to do, and they come back inside, inshallah. So it's the same exact thing, except those little changes there. Okay, and then Saturday, again, we'll probably, inshallah, we have a little bit that we can do extra afterwards, which we'll probably do for du'as and other things that we can do for the Islamic studies after. The Al Inpo schedule is a bit more intensive, obviously, because the Al Inpo schedule is it's going to be teaching Arabic, fiqh, hadith. This is for first year. First year is going to look like this. Because the higher years, you can learn different books. I didn't write the books names, because then you all be like, what are these books? Mukhtasar al-Quduri and Shahr al-Wiqaya and all these different things. You wouldn't really understand. So I just put them into blocks here. Okay. So Arabic will be done for about an hour in the morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We'll give a certain block for studying and hits of the Quran, because every time for students should traditionally know at least 5 juz, you know, that's like a bare minimum. You know, because when if you become an imam somewhere, like, why is he only know Surah Naba? You know, like, people have this good question. So there usually is a block for them to memorize Quran and study as well. Fiqh will be done from 10 to 11 a.m. 11 to 11:30 will be hadith, and 11:30 to 12 will be like a break for the same thing, same time as the hips kids, so they go out together. And 12 to 1 is that one of the things that we want to engender or to give our children is the idea of adab and etiquettes, right? So Islamic etiquettes, student etiquettes are very important. It should be its own block within the madrasa to learn from the teacher exactly what it means to be a student of knowledge. And so this is something that Mufti Numan Sahib, Hafizullah, every day we'd be sitting down reading a book to make sure that we learn what it meant to be a student of knowledge in Islam. So that's something that we also will do for the adab as well. Right now, the Al-Inpo course is only for boys. We don't have a girls section. The for the hits, we have for boys and girls. For the Al-Inpo course, we only have for boys as of now, because of the fact that, in terms of lack of staff, that's the only reason why. Okay. The madrasa calendar. Vacation timings are around Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and the last 2 weeks of August. Okay. And I want to stress this point, that please, inshallah ta'ala, when we look at the calendar here, sorry, it's a little small for everyone, but you can see that July has days off. August, it has the last 2 weeks, like I said, are the days off. And Eid al-Fitr right here in April next year is also going to have that same amount of time. Basically, all the breaks are around those three big parts of the year. Okay, and the reason why I want to stress this to parents is that please be careful about taking vacations throughout the year. What happens is parents, when they come into a madrasa, they feel like now it's free time. It's completely, we can go out whenever we want, we can leave whenever we want, come back whenever we want, right? The child will be severely affected. Okay, the two things that happen when a kid is sitting for hits. Parents don't notice this thing. We as teachers know these things. There's two things happening. Number one is the kid has a rhythm, a flow. Okay, he has a routine. He has a routine that he's memorizing. He knows how many times he's read the ayah, maybe 10, 15 times. He's used to sitting in that place and maintaining that flow that he's used to. The second thing is actually memorizing the ayah. Okay, without the flow, the kids are not going to memorize. The kids need to have a flow. They have to have a rhythm. What happens when we take a vacation? The flow is out of the window. So what does the teacher have to do? First of all, he has to make the child sit down again, which is already so much stress, to make them focus. The second thing is that after a vacation, his flow is completely off, his rhythm is off. So we need at least 2 or 3 weeks to get him back on his flow and his rhythm. And then he can start re-memorizing. You see what I'm saying? So forget about all his extra memory. He probably memorized like maybe 2, 3 juz, 5 juz, whatever. He's forgotten so much because of the vacation in the first place. The second thing is the rhythm we have to reestablish. So I want to make it clear, inshallah, know that these are the vacation times. So if parents want to take vacation, take it at these times. I mean, that's the reason why we gave 2 weeks off at the end of August, because we understand that people want to enjoy their summer break. So inshallah, within those 2 weeks, go do what you need to do. And please, inshallah, try not to take a vacation until your children's hips is done. Okay? Until children's hips is done. I know you have to do get to count. You have to sit in one spot for two, three plus years, you know? You have to sit there and just for the sake of our child to memorize the Quran properly, I'm not going to move around. Because moving around, unfortunately, disturbs and disrupts the student's memory and education. So try your best not to do that, inshallah. Okay, so these are the 3 breaks again. In total, it's about 5 to 6 weeks, which is a lot of time. Of course, it's scattered and separated. And so, and if any time there is an emergency or some type of vacation break that's needed, please inshallah inform administration. And we'll talk about that inshallah when we get to the other rules. Okay, so for hips, every day he's going to memorize new things, which is sabak. He's going to know his previous sabak. It can be maybe 2-3 lessons before, maybe 5 lessons before, maybe even 10 lessons before. Every day he's going to read his new sabak, which will be maybe one extra page. Then he's going to review maybe 5 pages or 6 pages or 10 pages, whatever the teacher assigns. And the third thing which he'll be doing every day, which we call amukta, right, which is called the earlier memorization. If they have earlier juz that they memorize, they'll be reviewing that as well. So for example, let me give you like a simple example. A kid is on the 28th juz, right? So he memorized maybe 29 and 30. So he has to memorize it. When he comes into class, he is supposed to be ready with his new sabak, which is maybe a half a page or a full page, depending what the teacher assigned him. And then once he reads that to the teacher, then he has to go back and he has to read his sabki, meaning the previous memorization. Previous memorization might be one surah before, two surahs before. He has to read that next, right? And then the third part will be amukta, which is his earlier memorization. Maybe he has to read the whole 29th juz, maybe he has to read the whole 30th juz, depending how much time we have. Because we're having a 3.5-hour block, we can get a lot done, inshallah. And so that's what we're hoping for. Those three things should be ready before he comes into class. Okay? Not that he's getting it ready within class. Kids come in trying their best to struggle to get it ready. And then what happens is all the time is used to try to get ready even one of these things. He can't get through all three of these things. And then at the end, his kids is very weak. And so we don't want he or she to become very weak at the end. We want to make sure that they're very strong with their hips, inshallah. Students should be practicing at least 1 hour on weekdays and 2 hours on weekends with supervision. Meaning parents should be sitting there and making sure the kid is memorizing. That's what we're asking for. I know everyone has their busy schedule again, but in terms of working with the parents, sitting there and actually being in the room with him while he's memorizing or when she is memorizing. The reason, because the kid will just look around, the whole hour will go by, he's just looking around. Even if you take away the phone, he's just looking around. You'll see random doodles everywhere, right? You just see different like pictures and stuff like that. Sometimes when I used to teach like in Alim course or Alima course, right? I'd ask for the girls' books, right? And then just because why? Because I know there's going to be doodles. Like come in, I see mashallah amazing like manga, like anime, like you know, Japanese characters on the left and right of these things, you know? And so kids are just doodling, right? If you leave them alone, you know, while all hijab behind the partition, you know, in the room, you're thinking they're going to learn. It's not going to happen like that. Parents should be in the room and make sure it's happening inshallah while they are memorized. Okay? We're expecting one juz per month. If we're doing this properly inshallah, we're expecting one juz per month. We have 24 class days in a month, 24 class days because we're doing Monday to Saturday. So 24 days within a month or so, the kid will be memorizing maybe a half a page or maybe a full page. In the beginning, it's slower, of course. Don't like, my God, my kid, he didn't memorize 30 juz. What kind of institution is this? It's going to take some time, of course. But our expectancy, inshallah, we're hoping for one juz per month, okay, which would mean in approximately 3 years or so, the kid should, inshallah, with Allah's tawfiq and guidance, the kid will become hafiz, inshallah. Okay? Within about 3 years or so, that's what we're expecting and hoping for. Because if you see kids slowing down the progress, if we don't see the performance we're looking for, parents will be notified about these things. We'll keep them up to date about what's happening with their kids' education. We'll also be speaking about various meetings that we'll have with parents as well, which we're going to get to madrasa rules, just in case for making sure that the kid is developing well. Okay, so that's for the HITS program, the online course program. There are a lot of books to cover in the first year. It's a total of about 28 books or so. It's a very intensive program. I want you to know how much a Mawlana has to study. No, this is just first year, and every year it just continues to pile and pile and pile. And there's so much that is used to make sure that a madrasa student comes out looking like what you would consider to be a Mawlana, an Alim, okay? And so 6 years of this type of study will be happening, right? So a 6-year program for high school and above, that's what we're looking for here. Kids who are in high school or above, inshallah, they can enroll in the Alim course program, okay? And so that's basically the gist of the two programs that we're having from the madrasa side. The big question that we want to solve for everyone is, okay, I get it that inshallah we'll do 3.5 hours of hips, 1 hour of Islamic studies. So what are we going to be doing for the homeschooling program? Okay. So again, parents are welcome to choose whatever they feel the most comfortable with. It's your responsibility again. If you want to teach them at home, you want to bring them home 5:30 to 7:30, 5:30 to 8:30, and you just want to teach them, you need to pick them up early and bring them home. Whatever, that's on you, right? And you'll see that once you begin teaching, you'll see how easy it is, really. It's not hard to figure out. Okay, and especially the amount of materials that they have, resources they have to help you, alhamdulillah, you'll be able to figure it out inshallah. It won't be too hard. But having said that, if parents are considering taking homeschool support, and we talked about homeschooling support from the madrasa, then we recommend using the Caliber Homeschooling. Okay, Caliber Homeschooling is a program which you spend a bit of time researching various homeschooling programs to see what is the most suitable for our mother set to utilize. Okay, the reason why I'm opting for this one is a couple of things. So they're going to be teaching history and geography, language arts, science, and math. And please, you know, don't mind that I'm explaining all these things. I just want to make sure we're all on clear terms here. Okay, that's the main reason I'm explaining all these things, okay? Because you're going to apply for a program, and you're wondering, what does the program have? So I want you to know what the program has, okay? So the program will have these four things: history, geography, language arts, science, and math, right? Every day, what's going to happen is your child is going to log on. If this is from third grade and up, okay? Third grade and up, what they're going to see is they're going to see history, geography here, language arts here, science, spelling, mathematics, basically five subjects per day or so. And they'll have a due date for the assignment. So this is 6/13, okay? 6/13. So they have to finish these assignments on the day, right? There's a certain amount of work they have to do per day, and this is what they're going to see every day when they open up when they go into their account, okay? They're going to see assignments and courses, they'll see introduction to spelling, right? It's going to say read, and it's going to say questions. So they have something to read every day, and they have questions to answer for that reading that they're supposed to do every day. Okay? So, for example, let me give you just a science idea. So they'll get vocabulary, carbon dioxide, exhale, inhale, etc. Right? So this is one lesson, one unit that they're learning, which is about this vocabulary, right? They also have a vocab arcade, so you'll see that they can make flashcards for you. They can practice on these words. And so while he's practicing, he'll be reading this, right? And then he'll go through the questions, right? And he'll answer one question after the other. Same thing happens in language arts. This is teaching about main ideas in a paragraph or text or etc. And this is another lesson that he'll receive. And then he'll answer a question. What will be the main idea for these detailed words, chart, squid, etc., etc., right? And sometimes we'll make them write detailed words. It's like a small essay. Write three detailed words that will support the following main idea. Painting is a fun hobby. And then they'll write out something there as well. So everything is online. It's very automated. Right? It's a very automated system. And so they'll check as well. There's only a few things that the teacher needs to check themselves to make sure it's suitable. Otherwise, everything's going to be automated. It's question answer, right? Same thing with spelling. They'll give you a word to do. This is typed in the box next to it. Pattern, they're supposed to write it in there, right? They submit the answer afterwards. They have about 10 questions they have to answer here, right? And then once they're done, they just mark the lesson as complete, right? Mathematics is the same thing. This is about number order. They have sometimes videos as well to show the child about what it is, right? And so they'll teach some numbers, they'll teach how to pronounce the numbers, and then 1 to 15, again, different questions, type in the missing numbers. So the child will type it in, and then they'll submit the answer at the end, right? And of course, they have to mark it as complete. If they complete the lesson without finishing it, then the teacher will know. Right? Everything is basically forwarded to the teacher's side. Okay, so the teacher is well aware about what's happening every single day for what the child is learning and what he's not learning. Okay, so this is how the teacher side looks, for example. So I enrolled Fatima. This is third grade, by the way. That was all third grade. That's why it's very basic. So there's assigned work, so every day you can see it. There's a calendar, there's grading tasks, there's supplements, right? There's things that they can see, right? You can open up every single lesson. You'll see which problems they have. You'll see which score they get. You see if it needs grading. Did the student skip it? Did the teacher skip it? Did they attempt it? Did they do whatever? Everything is written out in detail for the parent to know that this is what's happening, or the teacher to know this is what's happening per day, okay? And same thing, you can create week daily work reports. If a parent needs to be notified about how the child is doing, then this is the way we can show them that this is what's happening every single day for your child, and this is where they're struggling on and things like that. The nice thing about the program is that you can omit certain lessons if they're not suitable for the child as of yet. You can add certain lessons, you can you can block certain lessons, whatever. So it's a very it's a very flexible program. And what you're looking for on mother's side is looking for flexibility. So that way you can make sure that the children's page is not severely affected. Because academics, they will learn. I'm telling you for a fact. In America, you're not going to get out except that you learn what you need to learn. Okay, they made sure that they teach you what they're supposed to teach you. Okay, when you take your kid out, for example, in third grade, they say, I want to make him a hafiz, right? And so then he goes to third grade. He stays in the Caliber program till sixth grade, right? And then he finishes, mashallah. Let's just say, alhamdulillah, best case scenario, 3 years, mashallah, he finishes. Where is he going to go after he finishes sixth grade? Back to school. Are they going to be like, oh, no, you have to finish third, fourth, fifth, because you did homeschool? No. They're like, okay, you're good enough. Keep going, right? They're going to keep going. If he has any weaknesses, they'll match everything that he lost. I'm telling you. They're very good with these things. Alhamdulillah. You know, especially in Massachusetts. In New York, when you have to literally apply to the high, middle school and the high school, right? And if your grades aren't good enough, you're not getting in. Okay? Over here, like, oh, you left for 3 years? Oh, welcome back, mashallah. Now you're in the next grade. No? That's like, because why? Because you only have one middle school and one high school, you know? We have like 500 high schools and middle schools in New York. You legitimately may not even get into high school, you know? This is the actual legitimate concerns, mashallah. I'm not knocking you guys, alhamdulillah. It's a good system. I'm saying it's a good system. Okay, it puts less stress on the student, okay? So, because things happen, right? So, in any case, you can go through every single one of these, inshallah, and we will. So, what will the teacher do while he's there? So, the teacher will make sure, inshallah, the laptops will be in front of him. The student will be studying and learning from the laptop. And whatever they need to learn, inshallah, they'll be learning from the class. If they have a question, they'll raise their hand. Say, I didn't understand this. And the teacher will come and help them if they need any assistance for that. That's number one. Number two is that the reason why I want to cover homeschooling is that you'll give us access. So we'll be able to see what the child is learning at the same time. So that way we can feedback the parents. If there are any issues that come up, we can adjust tell the parents, this is issues that we saw for the day. Does that make sense? So those two things, that's what the support I'm talking about here. As to making sure that he's learning and stuff, after he gives the report, you have to make sure he's getting that fixed. Okay, that's our big thing. That we don't want the kid to slack off in academics. In my mind, it's that if you slack off in any field of life, it's going to affect your other spheres of life. That if you're slacking off in terms of being a husband, it's going to affect your namaz. If you're slacking off your namaz, it's going to affect your ability to be a father. It's going to affect something. So every sphere of life has to be well kept and disciplined. So keeping that in mind, inshallah, so the teacher will support any of those two things. So this is from third grade to eighth grade. This is all the online. You can also do it to ninth grade to 12th grade. They also have Calvert. They also have it till 12th grade. But I think Penn Foster is a much better program for high school if you're trying to enroll for high school. So that's my suggestion as well. If you want to enroll for high school, you should use Penn Foster, inshallah. As for kids who are younger than third grade, we have, inshallah, because they have, again, the books, the Calvert system will provide you all the books to give. So you bring them into the madrasa. The child will be sitting there and they'll need some help with the lessons and everything like that. So we have, alhamdulillah, one of the administrators should be welcome to help your child out to make sure for the first and second grades as well. So those are two grades you're worried about. Inshallah, we have accommodation for that. So that way your child is learning as well, inshallah. Okay. So, but having said that, the younger grades, we don't have a lot of spots for. Okay. Because of that reason that it requires a lot more focus from the teacher support. So if you're thinking about kids who are in second or first grade or kindergarten, just mind and be well aware that we don't have a lot of spots for this. So if you want to enroll right away, don't hesitate. Okay? Because you might find that we don't have any availability for that. Because it does take a bit more focus and attention, okay? So how to apply for homeschooling? People are saying, okay, is it really hard to apply for homeschooling? It's not very hard to apply for homeschooling in Burlington. All you have to do is write Burlington. It's just there's a certain application that you have to fill out. We will provide it to you from the madrasa. If you're thinking about doing it, inshallah, we'll provide it to you. It's basically you're supposed to write out what's your reason for going for homeschooling, what is your syllabus, what's your curriculum going to look like. We'll give you everything that you need, inshallah, we'll give you the template about what it looks like. You hand that in, inshallah, you should be fine afterwards. They will have an interview with you. You're going to meet Mr. Joseph, who's a homeschool coordinator. He'll give it to you basically. You'll meet with him. He just wants to meet to see if the parents are ready to teach and everything, to know what's involved and things like that. And afterwards, you're basically set to go. Not really much else to do. And then you'll write that you're going to Calvert, etc. So again, we'll help you out with the process as much as we can. Okay? And resubmit notification on an annual basis. So every year, what you have to do is you have to submit the yearly record about what happened for your kid for homeschooling. Okay? And that's another reason why we're saying that if parents are doing it themselves, alhamdulillah, it's not really hard again. All you have to do is just submit the grades. In terms of what the mothers will provide or what they help out with, inshallah ta'ala, is that if you did the Calvert homeschooling, they have everything written out anyways on record. They just print that out and give it to the parents, and then you go and mail it wherever you need to mail it, inshallah ta'ala. All these updates will be provided for you. As minimal as we can to help out, again, it's a help that our main focus is the Islamic part, but I don't want to leave parents who won't think like there's nothing that we're going to be helping them out with, of course. Okay? In terms of fees, they're going to be paid on the first of every month. It's $200 admission fees and $200 monthly. Okay, $200 admission fees, meaning one time, and $200 monthly, right? So this is the bulk of what a parent will be giving. If you're interested in the homeschooling support, because we have to hire other people to take care of this, it's going to be extra $100 for that, okay? So basically, if you're considering that I want my child to learn homeschooling while he's at the mother's who is online homeschooling there, and you know, the teacher will be supervising, whatever, that's fine. Again, it's going to cost an extra $100 because of the extra time that's involved too. So basically, a parent will be paying about $300. The homeschooling curriculum costs $40, so per month. So the total is going to be $340 for any parent who's considering that, okay, I want the homeschooling to be out there, okay? So I want to make it clear for everyone, this is what you're going to be considering. roughly about maybe about 3,600, a little bit more than 3,600 a year that you're looking out for your child.
Okay.
Because obviously in Ramadan we still have classes. As you saw on the Madrasa calendar, we don't have a lot of days off. It's going to be in class for the whole year. And also teachers are going to be in the class for the whole year. Okay, it's a little difficult for teachers too, mind you, right? Everyone wants to go on vacation every once in a while. Mothers and teachers don't get that liberty like everyone else does, you know? You have to accept these teachers, mashallah, they do so much effort for the community that people don't realize, you know? Okay? So that's basically the gist of how the mothers will be running, in terms of the homeschooling, the fee structure, and everything. In terms of parents' responsibilities, at the mother's home, please drop off your child before class time at 8 a.m. I know we said 8 a.m. doesn't mean 8:10 or 8:15. Okay, we have to make sure and shelter before the mother's time, at least 10 minutes coming, inshallah. Someone will be there present to make sure to receive your child. So please, inshallah, come before 8 a.m. No parents are allowed to stay in the mother's home during class times. The mother's home is completely off limits to parents at the time. So please, inshallah, go home, do something else, go to Starbucks, whatever you feel good about. Go do something else, inshallah. Then you can come pick up your child whenever the class is done, okay? Please be here 15 minutes before dismissal to ensure easy pickup and drop off. So if dismissal is for you at 1, because it's over time, after Zuhr time being dismissed, then you come, inshallah, praise the Lord, and take your child and you leave, inshallah, okay? If it's at 4:30 for you, be here 4:15, please. So that way it's easy for us to make sure that the children are picked up, right? Afterwards, at 5:30, I'm locked up here. Okay, I don't want to get your child involved in the chaos that happens at 5:30. So please, inshallah, don't leave it. It's a lot of headache for us as teachers and administrators to watch a child for so long, right? And so we get very worried and things like that. So please, inshallah, try to be here at least 15 minutes before dismissal. Please make all payments on time. You should update the teachers and administration for any difficulties with your child's learning or behavior at home. If there's anything that you feel like this is concerning, please, inshallah, we're working together as a team. I'm not against you. We're not against you. We're here to work together for the betterment of the child. So let me know whatever is happening so we can work on it, inshallah ta'ala. We'll let you know as well. Sometimes we'll schedule meetings according to your availability, of course. So that way if we need to inform the parents about this issue or this attitude or this problem. And we'll try, inshallah ta'ala, if we can do it monthly. If not, we'll try to do bi-monthly. So our parents are well aware about what's happening with the child. Because it's very important to us to make sure the parents know that this is what's happening. That way, you know, there's no one who's at fault here, right? Everyone knows clearly what's been happening with the child, etc. Okay? Speak to the teachers and administration with the utmost respect. We're working together for the benefit of the child, right? That's what we're looking for. We respect you, we love you, please respect us and love us as well. We're trying our best here. In terms of staff, we're having myself, one Hafiza, and one office administrator. So basically about four people trying to make sure this is all running as smoothly as we can. Okay, that's why we're not accepting so many applications in the beginning, because obviously there's only so much you can handle. But please just bear in mind that this is what we're looking at in terms of the mother's structure right now, okay? So as much as we can to deal with everything with respect, because as we're trying our hardest, so please, inshallah, respect the work that we're trying to do as well. Our humble suggestions to parents at home, try your best not to have a TV, okay? The father should, if we want to show them that this is what Islam says, the father should at least have one fist beard. The mother should wear a hijab when going outside, so the daughter knows that this is what we're supposed to be doing. The father should engage with the local masjid tabligh activities to show that his efforts with the masjid, inshallah. Regular fazail amal of ta'aleem at home to show that there's an education that's happening from the parent side as well. Limiting device use and video games for students, right? There should be a certain block of time. You should really, really limit it. If the child can go off without having these things, even better. Alhamdulillah, you know? It's amazing that the greatest like tech giants of the world, you know, Bill Gates, the guy who runs Apple, etc. They don't allow technology at home. Right. They themselves made the technology, but they know the harms of the technology. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to raise your children, inshallah, lower limitations, inshallah. And ensuring that students can practice at least for two, I mentioned 1 hour. And if you can, inshallah, 2 hours every day is even better. Right? The more, the better, right? So that way you get more memorization done. Madrasa rules for the kids for the expectations. Around 10 minutes before class starts. Always listen to teacher's directions. Be focused on memorization studies during and after class. Sit appropriately during class time. Do not talk during class. Raise your hand if you'd like to ask the teacher for something. Bring your own water bottle. Do not waste. Eat only during your lunch break. Come inside quickly after the break. Do not take very long bathroom breaks. Keep the bathroom neat and tidy, right? We want to keep our hygiene. Pack up your bags and put away your desk, right? So there are certain adab and etiquettes for every single classroom that we're going to try to uphold, right? And this is a sample of what's extra, okay? This is basically the bare minimum of what we're trying to come up with, okay? So again, I want to get parents aware about what we're going to be teaching. It's not just going to be the Islamic study, but the discipline that's involved as well, right? We want to make sure the child is a good example for us. three tasbih outside the madrasa, three tasbihat every morning and evening. Every day, Muftin wants to tell us, make sure you go subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, right? Astaghfirullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day, mashallah, we should sit and do our dhikr every day. Lowering the gaze around non-mahram men and women and men for girls. Wearing a dhobi or hat, a turban is recommended, and of course, hijab and niqab for girls. Wearing a jubba wherever you go, keeping pants above ankles, maintaining a fist-length beard, praying fard salah in the masjid, right? And this is something I want to encourage the parents, is that I see, mashallah, especially, it's something I observe, is that I see the father here, but I don't see the son. I'm wondering why is that happening, right? So the father should be bringing the son. At least ask the son, do you want to come to salah? If he says no, at least he says, ya Allah, I asked him. You know, like he didn't want to come. You know, like Isha Salah, I know everyone's at home, and maybe they're asleep already because they're doing 10:45, whatever. But having said that, like, you know, salah should be considered that, look, if I'm coming, my son should be coming too. If it's fard on me, it's fard on him. It's not a difference here, right? So, inshallah, praying every fard salah in the masjid, reviewing and preparing every night, maintaining the hajjud, right? SubhanAllah. Hazrat Ulul Amin said to tell us in madrasa that he said that, I know you guys are reading books and studying, but he said, you can at least pray two rakats. There's no harm praying the hajjud every day, right? And remember, you are representative of Islam wherever you go. That's our goal. The child should be representative of Islam. He looks like a Muslim, she looks like a Muslimah. And they go wherever they go, they give dawah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? There's a tardiness and lateness absence policy. I just want to make sure that, look, again, I mentioned, please be aware that every absence and vacation will severely affect the progress of the child's memorization studies. Okay? It's something we observe countless times over and over and over again. The sad reality is when the child has disappeared for a year and it comes back and the parent makes tawbah and says, I read it. You know? And so please, inshallah, try your best to be here and be on time. And that way we can make sure the child is learning and studying properly, inshallah. Students must arrive to madrasa on time. Lateness will not be tolerated. Two latenesses in a month will result in a meeting with the parents. And three will result in suspension from the madrasa. Okay? Expulsion may be considered if behavior has not been corrected. If a child is sick, a doctor's note must be brought or else it be considered an unexcused absence. For doctor's appointments, please inform the madrasa in the beginning of the week for any doctor's appointments. Bring a doctor's note after the appointment to the administration the next day. So this has to be done for whenever the child is sick. If he's truly sick, take him to the doctor, get a note, and come back with it, inshallah ta'ala. And make sure we know from beforehand that there's already a scheduled appointment. We don't want to know on the day that, oh yeah, I'm sorry, he's not coming in. Like it throws off our rhythm too, right? The teacher has a rhythm too with the child, and that also throws off our flow as well. Vacation times and madrasa are given for Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha breaks, as those 2 weeks at the end of August. Please schedule all family outings during these break times. Unexcused absences will not be tolerated. Two absences will result in a meeting with parents, and three will result in suspension with madrasa. Expulsion will be considered if the behavior has not been corrected, right? Again, all these things, unfortunately, they affect the quality of the student. And eventually, after a while, the madrasa name also goes down. But we really don't want to do that. Again, especially the first batch that we're trying to make, inshallah ta'ala, as strong as we can make them, inshallah. Again, I want to put in our dedication and discipline as much as we can. I expect the same from the parents. Please, inshallah. Okay? Jazakallah. All right. And then how to apply. If you'd like to apply, inshallah, this is icbnorthfoundation.org. You go to our-courses. You have the registration link there. We also have applications here today. For inshallah, if you can just hand maybe like seven girls side and sister ones, and then for the boys side, brother side, if anyone wants, inshallah, they're being passed around. So we have the application, inshallah, it's a very basic application, no worries, no like I'm asking for your social security number or something. Okay, so inshallah, you just read it, go through it, inshallah, if you want to apply your child. It has basically everything that we talked about today, the terms and conditions, etc., that we had. Okay, I'll mention the timing as well, right? After you get the application, if I can get everyone's attention very quickly, is that an interview state will be scheduled with both parents and students. We want to meet every parent before we enroll in the mother's home. So make sure the mother's parents know what they're getting involved in. This is a very serious effort that we're making here, okay? So we want the parents to be involved in this, and the child as well. And then we'll interview the child separately to just make sure what is the child's goal and what does he understand and get his vision right, inshallah. And then afterwards, inshallah, an acceptance letter will be given. You will be given an acceptance letter to the madrasa, and additional paperwork to be submitted. We'll need certain things that every school will ask for: health records, immunization records, birth certificate. Just copies of these things, of course, just to make sure we have every kid in file. And it's just better and safer at the end of the day that you know that everything's on record, just in case anything ever happens. So yeah, Allah protect us, of course. But this is always better for those things. Okay. So this is what is going to happen once you apply. Inshallah, an interview day will be scheduled. We'll try to schedule it before. Because the first day for the madrasa will be on July 1st. We're trying to enroll the kids before then. Okay, so inshallah, so that way they can start promptly and properly on July 1st. Also, what's going to happen is they're going to bring the child on July 1st, and then we're going to send them back home because it's not registered yet. So we have to do the interview, etc. afterwards, right? So inshallah, try to apply beforehand. This is my advice to everyone, apply beforehand. That way on July 1st, you can be ready for classes, inshallah. Okay? So enroll as soon as possible. Again, our seats are limited. Okay, I want to let everyone know we already have about 10. Okay, alhamdulillah. This is your project too.
I have one question.
Just yeah, we will. So, any questions? If anyone would like to text?
I have one question.
Okay. That's me. So,
yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Anzu.
Anzu. Okay, yeah, let's take the question very quickly. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
I'm Salim speaking. I have one question from one of the family who is living in Lexington. They are not able to attend the meeting online, but they text me the message to inquire. Both the mother and father are working, and the mother is working for 2 days, and they are asking, is there any way that after school, taking care of for a couple of hours up to 4:30, 5 o'clock, because it ends in 2:30 or 3 o'clock, but they want to have something, accommodation after school, taking care for 2 hours for 2 days in a week. Is it possible or not?
Take extra time, is that right? So from the mother's side, I have to say no, we can't. But what I will suggest is, if the parent is really interested in this, I'm pretty sure we'll have other families come from Lexington or someone else, inshallah, you can also carpool. Okay, so that's my suggestion, inshallah. See if there's anything else that you can do for other families to make it work out. So that way, but if it's just 2 days, you know, again, like I'm pretty sure they can, reasonably speaking, someone could possibly do it, inshallah. So keep in mind, again, from the mother's side, you know, we have to respect the teacher's time, right? I can't keep asking teachers to stay for so long. They've only stayed for so long the entire day, right? So keep that in mind, inshallah. I don't mean it with any disrespect, of course, but just what they should do, inshallah, is try to find another parent, another... You'll know which parents are in the mother's side anyways. See if you can carpool with them, okay? Exactly.
Okay.
So,
yes. The transportation...
Also, please check the...
Yeah, I'm checking. So, ready? Assalamu alaikum. My question is that about the transportation, is there any way you can provide the transportation or anything else? Because I think most of our parents are worried about the, you know, the drop or pick up those things. If you guys can, for extra charge, we don't mind with that. If you guys can provide the transportation, including the cost, whatever is coming, so then it will be more beneficial for the drop off and pick up. That one, is it possible?
It's a very good question about just providing transportation. And again, it's just right now, in terms of the scale we're working with, just not feasible right now. I mean, I will inshallah put it into the mashallah, and we'll see if we can figure out any solution possible, inshallah. But right now, as of now, because the program starting in July, I don't know how feasible it would be, reasonably speaking. But we will make sure to take it for it. That's very much a concern to if we can make transportation happen, inshallah. We also had that one brother who offered that car, remember? Yeah, subhanAllah, what a blessing, right, inshallah. He said he wanted to get a masjid car. Mahaka, what a great man. So inshallah, you know, it's maybe Allah will make a way. But as of yet, we just can't do it right now. Is that
gonna... Can you read?
Can you read now?
Yeah. If you are living in a different city than Burlington, do you have to submit the written notification for home-based program to Joseph at Tobato? Also, do you submit it to your town?
Yeah, so you don't have to submit it to Burlington. You just have to submit it in your own town.
Your own town.
I'm told that Burlington has a stricter rule than other towns. It's Burlington. So it might be much easier for other towns to get it as that as well. You don't have to resubmit it to Burlington. A very good question. You have a good question.
Yeah. Is there any prerequisites to start with? What level, what the ages are considered, the kid needs to be mentored?
Very good question. So the question of prerequisites, so again, we're accepting from age 5. At age 5 is what we're accepting from. Meaning the kid is potty trained, born, okay, spend time doing that, okay. And the second thing is that he or she can sit in a class. Those are the only two things we're looking for in terms of prerequisites. These two things need to be there. In terms of being able to read Quran, if they're not on that level of reading Quran, we can get them to read Quran. We'll get them onto that level, inshallah, that they're learning and studying and things like that. We would really hope that the kid already knows Nazim. Okay? But having said that, kids come into the program all the time, knowing how to read, and then we teach them how to read anyways. And sometimes kids coming into his program knowing how to read wrong. And then we have to reteach them how to read, right? So those types of things happen too. So also that's a good disclaimer to make. If you find your child going back to Qaeda after using Quran, don't think that we're looking down at him. Just we need to fix certain things, okay? So we will accept, inshallah, certain girls already in our program that they enroll, that they're also reading like Nazara, but they're memorizing at the same time. You can also get a kid to memorize while they're learning how to read, so it's not impossible. This is a very good question. Any other questions? Yes?
What's the age limit at the top?
So we're looking for like, everyone's youth here, mashallah. Okay, but like youth. Okay. But having said that, like if a person wanted, so 18 is basically the number we're looking for. 18. And if for honor course, obviously we can take older. Honor course is designed for that. Right? But in terms of hips, we're not going to go past 18 right now because we want them within school. Right? And if there's any special cases, we can discuss. Special, I mean, as beloved. Not special,
I mean, yes. So, a few questions. First question is what would be the class size? Because as you mentioned, you have only you, yourself, and one Hafiz for the boys section.
Yes.
What does that mean? He or she will not help the teachers. Yes. So what would be the class size?
So in terms of class sizes, we're looking like ideally 8, maximum 12.
Maximum
12. We're not looking for any more than that. To make sure the classes run smoothly. Because we noticed that if you go past 12, then you have a lot of problems with keeping the kids organized and well disciplined. Having said that, we do have volunteers. I just forgot to mention that, so it's a very good point. Exactly. But we have volunteers that are also helping out as well to make sure the classes are running. So we can go a little higher in terms of the capacity. So because we have an extra volunteer to help out, inshallah. So we can hit maybe even 20, reasonably speaking, right, in terms of the full kids program side. Okay. So class size, though, for per class is going to be 12 max. Very good question.
And for the homeschooling, what would be the logistic, like how many teachers and all these things?
So one teacher per site. So you know, again, we'll have various kids lined up or reading on their laptops. They'll bring their own laptops and then they should have headphones as well. While they're having these two things there, the teacher will be supervising or watching them. And he's not teaching. I can't. Unfortunately, we can't provide a teacher. Right, so. He will just be making sure, or she will just be making sure the support is there. And so that's the main thing that we can provide. If there are any questions out there, the teacher can help out with those things.
Okay. Is it like the optional that if you want the kids to go back home and they do by themselves?
Yeah, that's 100. Do that. Okay. If you can, take your child home and take care of it. It will put less stress on us too, right? So we want to have for that. Okay.
When you recommend to memorize, like in the school, pretty much that they will be giving their three different types of when they will memorize at home, what time will you come
in? Okay, so in terms of memorizing at home, you're asking what time is best?
Yeah.
Okay, so what time is best for a Hafiz to memorize?
Okay. After Fajr.
Friday. Fajr is the best time.
Actually, it's before Fajr. Tahajjud is the best. No. You let your sleep kids you sleep early, wake them up with the hajjud, the morning rain is the freshest it will be in the entire day. If you can. Okay. I want to mention that because why? Because we have to follow the rules. But having said that, it may not be possible. And so what you want to do is inshallah, you let your child come home. We are also going to do this. So some of the things on the first day was to help the kids design a schedule for themselves. Scheduling is one of the most important things I learned from mothers. And I can't stress how much this saved my life that I know I have the routine every day. Okay, so children on the first day will be given a schedule and said that this is how your schedule should look like when you go to home, right? They'll be given a certain time for break, a certain time for rest, a certain time for memorization, okay? Ideally, as a parent, what you want to do, inshallah, is that when he gets back home, you give him some break. He's already memorized for so long. Don't let him memorize it as of yet. And also give his mind to absorb what he just did in other stuff. Then after Asr is a good time, or after Maghrib. Maghrib is probably the best, right? After he had his meal, and then let him start memorizing from there. From Maghrib to Isha, he memorizes. After Isha, he prays the Salah, and then goes to sleep right away. Okay, that's a good time. It's a good amount of chunk of time too. From Maghrib to Isha, it gives him a certain like deadline to finish by. Does that make sense? Because Maghrib is, you know, whatever time it is, and Isha is at a certain time. So he knows between his prayers, I'll finish my reading. Okay, I think that's a good way of doing it, personally. Answer the question.
Yeah, can I keep continuing? Like, you want to ask questions?
Yeah, I mean, let's skip if they have any other questions here.
I'll give you a pause then.
You can ask more questions, it's fine. I mean, it's gonna, yeah,
yeah. In terms of like homeschooling, when they sit and do it here, so they need some help. Would it be a teacher to help them out, or they have to go back to the school teacher? How do they get the help?
Oh, did you raise your hand? Oh, just raise your hand.
No.
You're in the class?
No, right? Homeschooling.
Oh, the homeschooling class.
Yeah.
So the online homeschooling class will not
when they're doing like math and all, they got stuck.
Yes.
So it will be a teacher here in the to help them proceed.
To help them to proceed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So again, you want to understand that this homeschooling program that I just explained to you is a very self-taught type of system, right? You read the lesson and you answer the question. Read the lesson, answer the question. Read the lesson, answer the question, right? So what the teacher will do with support is that, okay, there's an issue there, and we'll come in and help him, raise his hand, I didn't understand this, or I got this question wrong.
Yeah.
And then we can easily check if the child got the question wrong too, right? Yeah. So having said that, once we check that, we'll just go and say that's an issue, and we'll adjust that.
So it means there will be a teacher here?
Yeah, I mean, support.
Support, not
yeah, if
a
I qualified
teacher.
You guys might be expecting like,
yeah.
be teaching like the Pythagorean theorem or something.
No, not a qualified teacher.
Yeah. So on the boy's side, I will be here.
Okay.
Inshallah, you know, that's, I'll be here. And the girls said we have one teacher for them as well.
Okay. No one gets stuck.
No one gets stuck.
Okay.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay. Any other question? Please.
The problem comes when you have very spread out classroom. Like, it sounds very good, 12 students or 15 students, one teacher, that's fine. But if they're spread out, like grade 3, 4, 2, all the 8. Is it not very difficult for the teacher to?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So if the grades are very spread out, meaning from the ages, we'll just say ages are spread out. But one of the things that we try to do, and this is the reason why we have an extra volunteer help, is they want to give the younger kids to one teacher and the older kids to another teacher. Traditionally in our HIBS program, they would have one teacher to do up to 5 juice and another to do beyond that, right? So that way he doesn't have to focus on, because there are obstacles when you're trying to memorize 5 juice. The obstacle is trying to memorize 10 juice, right? There are two different obstacles. And so sometimes the teacher, because he's focusing on one problem, he can't focus on the other problem. But alhamdulillah, we do have extra help, inshallah. So that teacher will take care of the younger grades for that. Is that?
Yeah. Can you put it like this? As you're also offering the Alim course and then the different ages of the Alim students, my both kids will be doing HIBS, inshallah. But you have just one HIBS teacher and he will be dedicated for his class, or he will be also looking, taking care of the Quran of the Alim as well?
No, just the his class.
On his teacher will be dedicated.
Only his class, yeah. We don't want to, it will spread out too thin, and then no work gets done. Right? So, the idea of this is that you want to give people focus areas and they just focus on that area, right? It makes it much easier for things, right? You just wear one topi, right? You don't wear like 10 hands, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And how about
the only one who'll be running around is probably me, I'm gonna be honest. Okay.
And how about the 1 hour Islamic studies? Again, the same questions. Because my kids, they started their education in Islamic school. So I am confident that they know Alhamdulillah, whatever they should know at their age. But if someone comes just very fresh and they're already 5 grade, what would be an Islamic studies curriculum for all the students?
So, I'm sorry, I understand the question.
So, like, someone knows, like, advanced level in the Islamic studies,
yes.
But if someone is very fresh, then you have to give them basic course.
Basically.
So, how you will give them, like, this whole
so
class?
This is a very good question. And this is exactly what we chose Safar Academy books. Safar Academy books has a revision section for the previous years. So, one of the challenges we have as a maktab teacher is that kids come in all the time, and they haven't started from the beginning of the book. And sometimes they haven't started from 5 or 6 levels from before the book. And so the problem with the teacher is he has to get him, like he's teaching like mustahab of namaz.
Yeah.
And this kid doesn't even know Farq, right? So how are you supposed to do that? So Safar Academy has a really beautiful section of revision lessons from the previous years. So the teacher can quickly go over those lessons with the teacher, with the student, give them a little bit additional work, and then go over the main lesson with the kids. Does that make sense? So you can couple both of them together to make that happen. Because we don't want to slow down the class. Because what happens when a new kid enters, they have to slow it down, you have to teach everything again, and the kids kind of like lose their focus and everything. So we never want to slow down the class. What we'll do is for those kids, we'll couple it with other lessons so that way they have to teach. Does that make sense? Yeah. And of course, we're going to enroll from the beginning of the year. We're not expecting more enrollments throughout the year. If it does happen, alhamdulillah. But we're hoping that we start the kids, I mean, the kids, same batch in the beginning, same batch. Okay.
How about the Moktu? You have also Moktu after Asr time or sometimes. These kids are allowed to come to the Moktu. You recommend them to come to the Moktu or they go home and memorize at home?
I mean, ideally, like, kids do need a break. I'm a big fan. I know it might be really weird here, but I'm a big fan of kids being kids. Like, I like them to just be children. So having said that, I know Maktab is also kind of letting them be children too. And it's nice that they get friends here as well. So if you think it's a good time for him, then yeah, you know, if you think as a parent it should be reasonable. If not, then let him have a break. I don't know how much more he's going to memorize. How much more you can get in that brain every day, right?
Exhausted.
Probably exhausted. Yeah. And then he's going to fry the teacher's brain here. Yes?
Do you have a nurse?
So we usually, the same we've been running our Maktab program, et cetera, is that we've been having, obviously, like, there are people that can assist in whatever, in some dire need or whatever call, whatever we need to do. We're just having a school nurse now. We have a first aid kit. That's joking. It's a dark joke. So. Yes?
My last question, I promise. Yeah, if I want my son to do the full time, he has no homeschooling, nothing. So, will you accommodate anything like after 1:30 to 4:30? Can he memorize or something like this?
We can discuss. I mean, let's speak about it in the interview. Let's get an idea about how the children are. If they can handle it, then there's a different discussion. Because obviously, there's no focus on it at that time. Does that make sense? Because the teacher that will be there is focused on the academics, right? He's not going to be able to kind of focus on it there. Having said that, if there's something there reasonably, then we can discuss that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, so we can talk during the interview. Inshallah. Any other questions? Does anyone
Explain that the teachers are, so they know other teachers are also from.
Okay, yes.
So they know confidently who they are.
So. Okay, yeah, that's fine. So, alhamdulillah, on the boys' head side, alhamdulillah, we have both Hafiz Wazir, who mashallah has received. Obviously, he learned from mashallah Osman from Masjid, alhamdulillah, with the families, who is there. He's also one of the kuffar in the community that did one sitting, finished the Quran from beginning to end, mashallah, in one sitting. He also has his ijaza in Hafs, which is the internal Quran, his recitation. And he's also getting his sanad in other recitation styles as well. So we're hoping, inshallah, if Allah allows that these programs expand, that we can get more qira'at, etc. as well, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, he'll be the main teacher for the boys' side. We have alhamdulillah Hafiz Safi, who also studied from Allah as well. He also has ijaz and hafs as well. He'll be teaching on the boys' side as well to help all of those classes, right? Especially the younger kids, because they want to make sure that they're getting attention. So that's on the boys' side. On the girls' side, alhamdulillah, Hafiz Ismaya, alhamdulillah, done a wonderful effort for our community, mashallah. Yeah, they increase it, except she also has Mashallah from Osman. She also got her certificate from him. She, I think, if I remember correctly, 5 juice per day. She finished 100 in 6 days. Alhamdulillah, she also had ijazah and hafs as well. So she has her son again in her teaching as well, mashallah. And all of them, mashallah, are very good students. And they were students, really good students at their time. And alhamdulillah, they can really convey this to the students, mashallah. And, we also have the office administrator, inshallah, she will be also helping out as well there. And then you have me.
I have one more question.
Yes.
So, besides the Maktab and the things, still the kids who have already in the HISTCHIPS program, if they cannot enroll the 8-1, 8-4, that program, so how they do that? They gonna continue like that, 3:30 to 7:30, or who's the teacher on that time?
So at that time, again, if they can't make it for the morning program, And of course, they're more than welcome. And Alhamdulillah, they have a very strong HIPS program that Alhamdulillah has been running for, I think, what,
12 years.
12 years, so long. So I was going to say, well, 10 years, yes, but I was making sure. So I didn't want it too high by it. So over 12 years, Alhamdulillah has been running, mashallah, it's going to continue to run. None of the programs that are happening in Mother's Masjid will be affected, inshallah, you know. So those programs will continue to run. If you can't make it for the morning program, please, more than welcome to join another program. Because Masjid Alhamdulillah has a whole bunch of programs for children, Alhamdulillah, the programs for adults as well. Please, inshallah, find your niche, right? Find where you can belong in the masjid and inshallah participate.
So in that case, the same teacher will be run.
Yes.
That
yes.
Is program.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
Just wondering, do you have a long term plan to the school itself? Give us an idea what you're expecting in 3 and 3 days.
Expectations, I mean, obviously depends on how many enrollments we get, of course. But what are expectations, inshallah, to hire more teachers for Alani course track and person of Alani program as well. So it depends again on how much staffing we can pay for. Learning a program because obviously the girls finish for his, maybe they want to go and they want to learn what deen is about. So that's one of the big goals. So we're trying to get learning a program to open to expand the mother's side, get more learning for teachers as well. And you know, in terms of a 3 to 5 year plan, I mean, other than making sure the program is strong, right? Having a good strong foundation first, and then thereafter, after 5 years, I feel like that's when the interest is far ahead. You know, making sure that it's well developed. You know, I'm hoping inshallah, you know. It's a big goal, but Allah will help me to make two students, inshallah, within 3 to 5 years, inshallah. It should be a great goal to help them make a reality, inshallah. Who knows if the whole school program can develop and if it can increase to something better. But right now, we have to run it the way we can right here. Maybe like, in the future, inshallah, something better can be made for academics as well. These are things that we are hoping for, inshallah. Traditionally, a madrasa, again, madrasa used to teach all subjects, right? It wasn't just Islamic subjects. All subjects were considered, in a way, Islamic subjects, right? There was nothing like when you would learn, for example, astronomy. Astronomy would help you understand moon cycles, right? So these types of things, physics, etc., were all taught in another setting. But slowly but surely, because of the issues that are happening in communities, they kind of weeded out these subjects to only keep the Islamic disciplines. So keeping that in mind, like, it's just, you know, who knows what the future will hold for us. Any other questions?
What time frame between the school, like the morning, 6 o'clock coming,
no, the afternoon program is I think it's just 5 years.
5 years.
5 years, yeah. 5 years, yeah. And it's obviously like one of the benefits of minimizing the morning is the brain is the freshness of the morning. And you're giving your full attention to this. Kids, unfortunately, because they're coming in the afternoon, they can't give the full attention. And they might want to too, but just the brain is not allowing it. Right? Your body can only handle so much, right? So that's the thing. So we did like 5 years.
There's a question online.
Yes.
Someone was raising their hand.
Okay, what was the question about this?
They didn't write it.
Do you think they have any funny names? Just like Smith or Blackbeard?
No, I think Salim Bayef, yeah, he wanted to ask a question. He raised his hand.
You have a Blackbeard.
I'm sorry. I asked the question and I got the answer. I forgot to lower the hand. I'm
sorry. Any other questions? Okay. Alhamdulillah, JazakAllah khairan for such a wonderful session. Again, if you have any other further questions, inshallah, please don't hesitate to email the masjid or email the madrasa. You're more than welcome, inshallah. If you need a registration form as well, you can take the registration form. Please, inshallah, allow us to help you. Please help us while we're helping you as well, so we can work together as a team. We ask Allah to protect all of our children, all of the Muslim Ummah, you know, to save all of our generations, that will make them from the ones that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is down to be a judgment, we raise it to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subscribe to the Jannah for those who have been Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I do thank the masjid and all the brothers who and sisters who made dua or made this dream come to reality. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much for allowing this program to be here. That's amazing, the means of your our success and the vision.
Thank you.